好，感谢主，今天早上又能够嚟到佢嘅面前，我哋一同嘅聚集敬拜佢。
Good morning. We praise and thank the Lord we can gather this morning to worship and praise Him.
我哋好感谢主，特别今日带领喺加拿大南苏里嘅弟兄李和弟兄喺我哋中间同我哋一齐交通。
We praise and thank the Lord. He has provided our brother Barry Lee from South Surrey in Vancouver and Canada to come and share with us this morning.
相信好多弟兄姊妹對你弟兄咧都有啲嘅認識，因為佢2018年嘅時候喺我哋嘅冬令會裏邊咧，嚟交通過佢嘅見證嘅。
Perhaps brothers and sisters are familiar with our brother Barry. He has come and share with us his testimony at our 2018-19 winter conference before.
咁佢有三個好得意嘅、好活潑嘅小朋友，我哋一同嘅喺主面前有曾經有個好好嘅交通我哋感謝主今天早上佢又嚟到我哋嘅中間，同我哋一齊嘅交通。
And his wife have three lovely, very active, cute, adorable children. And we have spent some wonderful time together before. And so this morning, our brother will come and be sharing with us.
咁我就唔嘥好多嘅时间，我将呢个时间咧交翻俾我哋嘅弟兄。
So I'll turn the remaining time over to our brother Barry.
Thank you, brothers. And it's a pleasure for me to come and to share with the word of the Lord with you.
感谢弟兄们。实在系我嘅荣幸喜乐，能够与弟兄姊妹们今天早上分享主嘅话。
I just want to read you a very familiar passage from the New Testament out of 1 Peter chapter 2 this morning.
先嚟读一段好熟悉嘅圣经，系喺彼得前书第二章。
We'll start with verse 20.
由第二十节开始。
For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently, but when you do good, and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But committed himself to him who judges righteously.
他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
And I just want to read verse 21 one more time.
再读21节一篇。
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
So the burden for me this morning is out of this verse, Christ. our suffering example.
今天早上的负担就是从这一节经文开始，就是基督的受苦。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再来做一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we pray that you will bless this time that we have together.
亲爱的主，我们求你祝福以下这段的时间。
That these words in your hands may be made fruitful to us.
这些的话交在你的手中，能够结出果子来。
That it may be profitable unto our spiritual life.
对我们的属灵的生命有帮助。
We commit this time to you.
我将以下时间交给你。
And commit ourselves into your hand.
将我们自己个人交给你。
May you speak to us.
求你亲自向我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。
Now this, this matter of example is frequently mentioned in the New Testament.
这个榜样，这件事情在新约里面不停地出现。
Now even before the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
在主最后的晚餐那一晚主为门徒洗脚。
And he afterwards told his disciples, you know, I have done this as an example for you. Do this accordingly.
他对门徒这样讲，我这样做是为你们作了榜样，你们跟着做。
Now the Apostle Paul also mentioned many times in his letters that we are to imitate him as an example.
保罗亦都在书信里讲了很多遍，说我们要模仿效法主的脚中行。
But the word here, Peter used this word example, is a slight different word.
这里彼得在这里讲这个榜样是有少少的分别。
This is as if it's a pattern. It's something, it's a writing that needs to be copied.
这个字榜样呢是一个模型，是你不断的是去模仿，好似写咗一篇嘅文章，你去去
临物，
系临摹临物。
So I brought you an example.
有一个示范喺度。
So you know, before we learn how to write properly,
当你学写字嘅时候。
You know, when we just scribble.
当你是乱咁撩嘅时候。
Hey. And now, in order to write neatly, there is a pattern for us to follow.
当你要写得靓咧，你要跟住模仿嚟写出嚟。
Now, once you write it for a while, they leave you some blank spaces.
你开始写，慢慢写咧，跟住咧就有啲。空位俾你自己写。
Just so you started thinking, oh, now I'm getting this. Then you start writing this by yourself. Then you realize, oh no, I can't write this.
当你以为自己其实我应该可以识写噶啦，咁你就睇到原来写到咁嘅。
So you keep on practicing.
咁你继续练习啦。
So the point of a pattern like this is so that we can learn how to write.
这个榜样，这个模仿，就是要你学识怎样写字。
You know, we admire other people's handwriting, it's so neat, but until we learn ourselves to write it this way, it is not profitable to us.
当你见到人写字，哇，写得咁靓嘅，你就想学，但你学呢，是要训练出来的。
So, the Lord Jesus left us with this example.That we can follow.
主耶稣俾我哋留下咗呢个榜样，俾我哋跟随上去。
He left us before he went away to heaven.
主喺地上嘅时候留下呢个榜样喺离开之前。
You know, a few years back, my kids asked me, if one day I pass away, could I leave my cell phone to them?
几年前我啲仔女问我，如果我唔喺呢个世界上啦，你可唔可以？留低一部分俾我咧，我哋咧。
Leave my cell phone to him, to them.
将你自己留低下嚟。
No, my cell phone.
哦，将我嘅电话留低俾佢。
Exactly. See, but I thought, you know, our family is not rich, but we still have other things that are more valuable than this.
我知道我屋企唔系好富有，但系其实屋企里面有其他嘢比呢样嘢更重要。
But you know what they considered useful and profitable might be very different from me.
但系我啲仔女觉得对佢哋有益处嘅事物咧，喺我嘅想象之中系唔同嘅。
You see, I would not in a million years leave my cell phone to one of my kids.
喺永世里边，我都唔会走嘅时候送一个留低一个电话俾佢。
Because you know, I have my values, and I know what is more valuable.
因为我有我嘅呢个嘅准则嘅
价值观
系唔同嘅。
Our God, with His infinite wisdom, with all the resources in the world in His hand, but He chose to leave us this example.
喺神无限嘅智慧里边，佢定下一个意思，要留下呢一个榜样俾我哋。
So, even to our surprise, you know, this is a suffering example.
但喺我哋嘅惊奇之下，呢一个系一个受苦嘅榜样。
Brothers and sisters, this really troubled me when I first learned this.
当我开始学嘅时候，觉得好迷茫。
I first thought, you know, justification by faith is very valuable.
我觉得因信称义应该系非常之宝贵啦。
You know, the indwelling Holy Spirit, that gift of the Holy Spirit is very, very valuable.
内住嘅圣灵，这个系特别嘅宝贵。
And I appreciate Jesus Christ as my example.
我实在系珍贵主耶稣为我留下榜样。
But it took me a long time for me to come to appreciate the suffering Christ is valuable.
但经过一段好长嘅时间，我慢慢开始能够去认同珍惜基督嘅受苦。
And it's as if he said in verse 20, you know, you're suffering for doing good, and you take it patiently. This is commendable before God.
是第二十节嗰度话，你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus went through.
呢个就系主耶稣所经历过。
And he has given to us his experience.
主将佢嘅经历留低俾我哋。
And his example is a suffering example.
主嘅经历就一个受苦嘅经历。
So I want to talk to you on the first aspect of the calling of God.
第一个层面我就要说明嘅就系呢个蒙召。
Because in verse 21, and the Bible says that to this we were called.
因为呢度第二十一节话，你们蒙召原是为此。
For the death of our Lord, you know, we are full of thanks.
因着主嘅受死，我哋实在系满心感谢。
And every Sunday, when you know, every chance we get to remember what he has done for us on the cross, we're very thankful.
每次嘅主日，每有次有机会纪念主嘅受死，我哋实在系满心感谢。
But the Bible says here, it's concerning his suffering that we are called.
但系呢度话，因着主嘅受苦，我哋蒙召原系为着呢一个。
You know, since his birth in this world, he had suffered all the way to the cross.
自从由主耶稣出世至到佢上十字架嘅时候，一直呢一生佢嘅一生都系受苦。
You know, he was faithful in preaching the word of the Lord, but his followers always seems to be more interested in eating the bread and be fed.
佢系
When he shared the word of the Lord,
佢系好忠心嘅嚟传神嘅话，但系佢跟随佢嘅人咧，着重嘅咧就系要食饱肚。
He encouraged people to trust in him, but those people often rejected him.
佢鼓励人去信靠佢，但系喺佢身边嘅人全部都拒绝佢。
He wanted them. And his disciples are much more interested in who's going to sit on his left, who's going to sit on his right.
跟随佢嘅门徒注意嘅就系边个能够坐喺佢嘅左右边。
And this really was a fulfillment of Isaiah 51 that who has believed our report?
这个实在是以赛亚书51章讲的，边个信过我所作的见证呢？
Not only, you know, few people believed him, but they betrayed him. And they were shouting, crucify him.
只有很少数的人信靠他，但其他人都说，钉死他，钉死他。
You know, to crucify him, then just crucify him. Why was Jesus dragged from the court of the high priest to Pilate?
如果你就咁行刑钉死一个人，就咁咪算咯。点解你要经过依一个大祭司，经一个巡抚去审判佢咧
？And then throughout the evening, the people shamed him. Threatened him. They spat on him. They laughed at him.
嗰一个晚上，佢受尽所有嘅羞辱，佢被打、被吐、唾沫等等。
You know, we now have believed in the Lord, and we say, Lord, thank you for all these sufferings. Thank you for suffering for me.
我哋都系信主嘅人，我哋从心底里边说感谢主为我受嘅一切。
But Peter here says, you know, the sufferings of Christ are not just for us to be thankful for. God called us to follow.
但彼得喺呢度话，主嘅受苦唔单止叫我哋感恩，呢度话主嘅受苦，我哋要跟住作榜样。
Even we have the life of the Son of God in us, and we know that we need to live out Christ.
我哋知道我哋有神儿子嘅生命，我哋要活出基督。
But we often find that, as an example I raised in the beginning, a child want to write a letter this way.
好似我刚才开头作嘅讲嘅，就系一个小朋友要学写字。
But you know the pen in their hand doesn't seem to listen to their command.
嗰支笔好似唔系好听佢嘅手嘅话。
And so the letters that they write is often are not as what the example says.
写出嚟嘅字都唔似原装咁样嘅。
And similarly in our lives, there's always some reasons that causes the Christ not able to be revealed through us.
同样地，在我们的生命里面，好像不知怎样活不出基督这样。
I've heard a story of a brother.
我听过一个弟兄的见证。
When he served in the military, and his team leader, his captain, did not believe in the Lord. And then he knew that he is a believer, and for this reason, he troubled him quite a bit.
他是信主的，那他行军的时候呢，他有一个前面的长官。
And the leader knew that he was a Christian, and gave him a lot of hard times.
那个长官呢，就知道这个弟兄信主的，就
And then once the captain gathered him and a few people, they want to build a shelf together.
咁呢个长官有一次叫佢哋一齐要build a shelf.
Yeah. Okay.
我叫佢哋做一个建造一啲嘅。斗一啲嘅架出嚟。
The captain returned, and for the smallest problems, he was picking problems for him.
咁呢个长官咧就对一啲好仔细嘅好执着，对呢啲好细嘅事情非常之执着。
And he told them fix this, and then he came back 30 minutes later. He inspected again.
你呢度快啲改过呢一点呢一个细节。半个钟头之后翻翻嚟再睇。
And he came back again, and he found more little problems, And then he said, fix these, I'll be back 30 minutes.
回來,半個鐘頭之後回來再睇,哇,依度又唔啱,嗰度又唔啱,再半個鐘頭,把啲搞翻點去。
And 30 minutes he was back. And he said, look at this shelf you built. Tear it down. In 30 minutes, build a nice one for me.
半個鐘頭之後回來,哎呀,你做到咁樣,全部拆曬去,半個鐘頭之後再鬥個新嘅。
And this brother, in his heart, he said, I'm not going to tear this down.
这个弟兄在心里面说,我不会拆下来的。
So he told this guy, he said, go get some wood, just make some cutting sound.
他叫他的同伴说,你过来,你拿些木头过来锯下去,弄些声出来。
And he told the other person, you know, get a hammer and just hammer something on the floor.
叫隔壁那个人,拿个锤来,打下东西,弄些声出来。
So this time they did absolutely nothing to the shelf, and when the captain came back, he let them pass.
今次呢,他什麼都在架上什麼都沒有做過,那個長官回來說,OK了,今次。
And our brother, when he was recounting this story, he felt regretful.
當這個弟兄再想起這件事情的時候,他覺得有點後悔。
Because when the opportunity was presented to him, he suffered once. He suffered twice, but for the third time, he could no longer suffer.
當有機會過來的時候,他受苦一次,兩次,但沒有第三次。
And he has decided within himself that to such an unfair treatment, he will no more have it.
他在心裡面說,這個這麼不公平地對待我,我不採取。
Brothers and sisters, when we are suffering, what are we looking for?
弟兄姊妹们,当我们受苦的时候,我们期待的是什么呢?
What are we hoping for?
我们希望,盼望什么呢?
If we only look at the material things,
看外面的事情的时候,
and these temporary things,
这个暂时的事情的时候,
and then it seems that we only have one way to walk. It is to do our best to escape from the suffering.
当我们这样看的时候,最... 期待的就是快快的让这些受苦过去啦。
Is the example that God has given us, is that a bad example?
当神给我们留下的榜样,这个是不是不对不好的榜样呢?
But obviously, you know, the problem is on our side.
其实问题出自在我们的身上。
It is because of us that we're not able to follow.
因为是我们的问题,所以我们不能够跟随。
You know, our Lord did not give us an unfollowable example.
其实主没有给一个我们不能够跟上去的榜样。
And the Lord did not just give Christians a high ideal that we shall live like the Son of God.
神没有给我们一个崇高的标准,是我们跟不上去的,他没有这样做。
And the Lord did not reserve this calling for a special groups of Christians.
神没有给这个特殊的呼召,在特殊的基督徒先跟上去。
He has called every one of us for this, you were called.
所有信主的人,你们蒙召,原是为此。
And, you know, the desire of the Lord is that every one of his child to live like Christ.
主的心意是他每一个的儿女都好像他的儿子基督一样。
And even his own son, when he came in order to fulfill the will of God, even the Son of God first had to suffer.
神的儿子来到这个世界上做的就是受苦。
So we see that the suffering of Christ is an essential ingredient in fulfilling the will of God.
基督的受苦在执行神的旨意这件事情上是必须的。
We thank the Lord that he has given us a road that can be followed.
感谢主留下这一条的路是我们可以跟上去的。
You know, with this goal in sight, you know, in the famous verse that out of Romans chapter 8, we know that God works all things together for good.
咁我哋喺个标题之下，呢个方向之下，我哋知道罗马书第八章，我哋晓得万事都系互相嘅效力。
You know, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
叫神嘅爱人，叫爱神嘅人得益处，就系嗰啲蒙召，因佢旨意蒙召嘅人。
And we all know that the purpose is so that the image of the Son of God can be conformed in us.
个最终嘅目的就系叫我哋慕成神儿子嘅形状。
So we often ask our God, you know, when you say all things, our Lord, does it have to be this particular co-worker?
我哋成日都问神，系万事系要互相效力，我明白。但系系咪要藉着呢一个喺我隔篱嘅同伴同我一齐做嘢嘅人向我
？Does it have to be in this classroom?
系咪一定喺呢个课室上面要我效力咧
？Does all things must include this family?
万事系咪包括呢一个咁嘅家庭咧
？I think by calling it suffering，
我哋称呢啲为受苦。
God completely understand that these things are not comfortable and they are not easy。
主实在系一定系知道呢啲对我哋唔系容易嘅事情。
But he says that all things work together for good。
但系呢度话万事系互相嘅效力，系叫我哋得益处。
And with a good purpose in his mind, our God has called us.
是，主是，的目的是叫我们得益处。主这样的呼召我们。
You know, when we share the gospel for our friends,
当我们对朋友传福音的时候,
we tell them, you know, come and believe in the Lord Jesus to receive eternal life, to receive peace, to receive blessing.
信耶稣得永生，得平安，得喜乐。
If we tell them, come and believe in the Lord Jesus for suffering.
如果我们传福音说，你信耶稣，受苦哦。
Perhaps it is hard for the gospel friends to understand.
可能对福音朋友是几难接受的。
Perhaps they do not yet understand what blessing from the Lord really means.
可能他们并不晓得什么才是神真正的祝福。
But many Christians, after we believe in the Lord, we were faced with continuous difficulties.
许多的基督徒信了主之后，他是一直的经历难处，一个又一个跟上你。
We didn't know what to do.
不知道怎么做。
Because in our concept, we thought, you know, believing the Lord Jesus and suffering are two different things.
因为在我们的思维里面，信主和受苦是完全两件事来的。
Since I have believed in the Lord, my Heavenly Father must not allow me to suffer.
当我信主，我慈爱的天父怎会容许我受苦呢？
And he must, you know, do his best to deliver us from our sufferings.
主，全能的主一定会将从我免去，拯救我，脱离一切。
How is it that when difficulty comes and that our God doesn't seem to do anything?
点解难处嚟嘅时候，神好似唔见咗咁嘅？
So often we find ourselves resist.
许多嘅时候，我哋就会发现自己喺度抗拒。
Many times we murmur.
我哋喺度咧发怨言。
Sometimes even we would draw back and not follow the Lord.
甚至话灰心，唔走呢条路啦。
Brothers and sisters, it is wrong to consider that Christians should never suffer.
其实我哋咁谂系错噶，弟兄姐妹们，受苦系咁样谂系错嘅。
And it is wrong for us to consider that God would not allow us to suffer.
如果你觉得神唔叫我哋经历呢一啲嘅受苦，我哋咁样嘅谂法系错嘅。
Only the Lord Jesus taught us, you know, when someone strike on this side of your face, turn around and let him do the other one.
记唔记得主咁样教我哋？我哋俾人打左脸嘅时候，右脸都俾佢打埋。
And only the Lord and Jesus, when he was wronged, he did not make a sound.
主耶稣受于被人诬告嘅时候，佢系默然不语的。
And Christ is this example of suffering for us.
基督是一个受苦的榜样。
Only when we come to look at this example,
只要我们能够去看一看这个榜样。
Only when we try to write this example with our own life,
只要我们愿意去写一写，跟一跟这个榜样行出来的时候。
Then we realize that, you know, within us, there are too many hindrances for the word, for the Lord to work.
我们就会知道，哇，原来我们里面啊，有这么多的拦阻行神的旨意的事情在我们里面。
Only when we try to imitate the example, we realize that we are so far away from the example.
只是我们有个意思要效法主这个模样的时候，我们就知道，哇，我们距离这个标准这么远的。
You know, when we try to love those who love us, it's always much easier.
唉，真是当我们爱这些爱我们的人时候，实在是很容易，是吧？
And then, you know, when someone who doesn't love us, we're presented with them, how do we love them?
当一些对我们没爱的人在我们身边的时候，我们怎样爱他呢？
Brothers and sisters, we thought that we can love since we are a Christian.
我们以为我们基督徒是能够有爱心。
But we only love conditionally.
但是我们的爱心呢，是有条件的。
And when we thought that as Christians, we can live the life of Christ in us.
以为我们作为基督徒就是能够自然地活出基督来，是吧？
But when we write on the papers of our life, what we write is what we wanted to write, not according to the example.
当我们在我们生命中想写这些模样、榜样、字出来的时候，写出来完全两件事来的。
This is when we discover that who we are as Christians,and how we live are not the same.
就发现我们作为基督徒和我们个人活出来的生活完全是两回事来的。
And we discover that even though the life is in us, but we cannot reveal him.
我们发现生命神主的生命在我们里面，但是不能够被启发出来。
And we feel like we are such unprofitable servants to God.
我们只是觉得自己是无用的仆人。
And this is when we discovered that the Lord has mercy on us.
咁嗰个时候，我哋先发现，哎呀，原来主对我满有怜悯。
And that suffering is His way to help us to write it.
原来受苦系神要我哋经历，但叫我哋能够写出嚟。
And this is His calling.
呢个就系主对我哋嘅呼召。
Our God truly loves us.
我们的神实在是爱我们。
And yet he does not spoil us.
但是他不纵我们。
He presents before us this example of suffering.
主将神将这个受苦的榜样摆在我们眼前。
And he says, this is hard.
神说是困难的。
This is a narrow.
是一条窄路。
But this road leads to eternal life.
但这一条窄路是引到永生的道路。
And this to you is great gain.
对你是大有益处。
How about you, brothers and sisters? Do you love the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，对你来说，你爱不爱神呢？
Do you expect and do you desire that His plan for you succeed?
你盼不盼望主的心意在你的生命上能够通达呢？
And the way to get there is by suffering for the, as Christ has suffered.
经过的道路就是这条受苦的道路，跟随主的榜样，跟随他的脚中行。
The next point I want to talk about is the obedience to the calling.
第二点我要说明的就是对这个呼召我们的愿意。
The Lord Jesus is the example of obedience.
主耶稣就是一个顺命这一个的榜样。
You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord, in his heart, he said his soul was exceedingly sorrowful.
在克西马利园，他里头实在是 非常之嘅困苦
，to the point of death even，
甚至要死。
But the Lord was obedient to the Father。
但系主对着父神系听命顺命嘅。
And he's obedient to the will of the Father。
佢对着神嘅旨意系顺服嘅。
So he did not resist our God。
所以佢对神冇抗拒。
And he knew that he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
他知道他是创世之前要被宰杀这位的高神的羔羊。
And it is for this reason that he has came to this world.
就是因着这一个原因他来到这个世界上。
And he has come to a world that does not receive him.
他来到这个世界上世界却不接受他。
He came to a world that the world hated him.
他来到这个世界上世界却恨他。
And he came to this world that the world want to get rid of him.
他来到这个世界上世界要排斥他。
But when that moment really, when that hour came, our Lord, his soul was exceedingly sorrowful.
那个时候终于到了，他的心里面是受烦的。
And his soul was suffering.
他的里头，他的魂是受苦的。
He trod the winepress, and he trod it all alone.
他是单独的用脚去踩那个的葡萄池的葡萄。
And he left his suffering steps in the winepress garden.
他就在那个客西马利的园，就是这一个榨葡萄园榨汁榨出来这个池里面留下他的脚痕脚踪。
Our Lord, the Bible says, committed himself to our God.
主说他自己是交托，将自己交托给父神。
You know, our Lord Jesus said in the Bible quoted, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
主在希伯来书那里说，他是看啊，我来为要就是行你的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, we must confess that in our life, a lot of our life content, our living is different from our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在要承认在我们的生活中活出来的时候，跟主的生命的榜样是很大的分别。
And, you know, before we were saved, this Bible verse called us that like sheep, we were going astray.
这里讲到我们从前好像迷路的羊。
That speaks of us before we believe the Lord. But even as we believe in the Lord, often we find our own souls walking astray.
这里讲到是我们从前是未信主之前，但是好像我们信主之后都好像有时是迷路的人。
That our soul desires something that God doesn't want.
我们的人里头，我们的魂，好像要一些东西是不是神所要的。
And what God desires, we consider it less valuable.
神所要我们要的，我们觉得不是很贵重，不是很宝贵。
And where does it manifest that we have gone astray?
我们怎样是迷路呢？
It is how do we react when we were reviled, it says in verse 23.
就在23节那里说，当我们受害的时候。
Hey, how do we react to that?
我们怎样的反应呢？
Peter here says very clearly, we're not suffering because of our own wrongdoings.
彼得在这里很清楚的这样讲，我们为着受责打能忍耐来受苦，这个是没价值的，没可夸的。
But Peter here is very clear, we're suffering because we're suffering unjustly.
彼得这里说你受苦是要因行善来受苦。
So, how would we react to this?
我们行善受苦，我们的反应是怎样呢？
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we find ourselves praying the Lord's Prayer in the garden.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时会发现自己是祷告主在客西马利园的祷告。
We pray to the Lord, oh Father, is it possible for you to remove this cup from me?
父神啊, 如果你愿意将这个杯在我生命中拿走,拿开,
but we often stopped our prayer at that point.
但是我们这样祷告就停了。
We seem to forget that there is a second half to this prayer.
原来祷告有下一半的。
He said, but, Father, not according to my will, but your will.
然而,父神, 不要从我的旨意,
and our Lord truly is our example.
主耶稣真是这个榜样。
You know, since we believe in the Lord, I believe that we really want to live for the Lord.
我们信主的人, 我们实在有一个愿意是跟随主, 是吧?
But our faith is often find to be wavering at these difficulties.
但我们发现我们的信心在这些情况下,我们是会摇摆的。
And that our heavenly hope seems to be blocked by this darkness of cloud.
我们这个从天上来这个盼望,好像被乌云遮住了一样。
We'd much rather compromise than to continue on.
我们的心里面就时常说,不如就compromise,就是作一些的妥协,不如。
The example of Christ is to become the content of our lives.
这个基督受苦的榜样是要作为我们的生命一个大题目。
Submit, brothers and sisters, to the situation that God has placed us in.
弟兄姐妹,神给我们的环境,我们要顺服啊。
And submit to the people that are in our lives.
神摆在我们身边的人,对他们,我们要顺服啊。
Christ also suffered for you.
基督为着我们受过苦啊。
Our God loves and cares for you.
神爱看顾我们每一个。
And this example was left for your benefit.
基督这个受苦的榜样是特别留下来为着我们的益处。
That if in our circumstances we follow Christ,
如果在我们现今的处境里面,我们跟随主的脚踪,
if in sufferings we follow his steps,
如果在这个受苦的行径上,我们跟上去,
then brothers and sisters, we are truly living for Jesus.
这样,弟兄姐妹,我们就活着是为耶稣。
Then we have truly heard our calling.
这样,我们就是蒙召,就是为了这样了。
And sisters, throughout the book of 1 Peter, it repeated three times this phrase.
弟兄姐妹们,在彼得前书,这个词用了三次。
It is the will of God for you to suffer. Three times.
三次去这样说,
and our submission is our response to God's calling and his purpose.
而对于这个受苦的呼召,
and here I want to go on to my last point here. How do we prepare to walk according to this calling?
我们最后的一点,我们怎么预备自己去答应这个呼召?
In chapter 4, verse 1, the verse says this.
第四章第一节那里这么说,
since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind.
基督既在肉身受苦, 你们也当将这样的心智,
now, speaking of preparing ourselves,
当我们讲到预备自己的时候,
Peter here says, the same mind of Christ.
彼得这里说,将这样受苦的心智,
the same mind of Christ.
这个是基督的心智。
So when the Lord Jesus suffered, he had a mindset.
当主耶稣受苦的时候,他有一个心智。
And Peter here says, equip yourself with this mindset as your weapon.
你们啊,要用这个心智,预备,装备自己,作为兵器。
Hey, we often hear, you know, Christians needs to equip ourselves for the battle of truth.
你成日听到话，哦，基督徒要装备自己，为着真理装备。
You know, but Peter here says, you know, arm yourself for war.
但彼得呢度话，你要用呢一个心智作为兵器去打仗。
Who are we fighting, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，我哋而家打敌敌人系边个啊？
Out of the entire book of 1 Peter, there was only, there was another, there is a warfare. We are fighting a warfare.
这里实在是有一个争战在这里，彼得前书。
Out of chapter 2, verse 11, he says, our soul wars against the fleshly lust.
二章十一节那里说，我们这个禁戒肉体的私欲，这个私欲是与灵魂争战的。
是。So there is a war going on between our soul and the lust of our flesh.
我哋嘅魂里边，我哋肉体里边，原来喺度有争战嘅。
And it is this soul that the Lord is wanting to obtain.
呢个魂嘅生命就我哋要主要得着。
And for our soul, you know, for our soul, the Lord died and became the shepherd and the overseers of our soul.
呢个系主要作我哋魂。
And you know, for our soul, the Lord went through many sufferings.
为着我们的魂，主经过许多的受苦。
On the one hand, he understands when we suffer.
一方面，主是能够认同我们经历受苦。
On the other hand, he wants to shepherd us. Sheep want to shepherd our soul when we are suffering.
另一方面，譬如好像牧人那样。带我们经过这个过程。
You know, brothers and sisters, had we not encountered the people around us,
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有见过我们周围的人呢？
Had we not encountered the circumstances that are against us,
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是经过我们周围的经过的环境呢？
We would thought that we are nice Christians.
我们以为是，哦，我这个是一个非常好的基督徒。
But when we are brought before these sufferings, and when we try to respond to them,
当我们经过这些受苦的环境的人事物的时候，我们经过的时候，
when we try to respond to these circumstances,
我们要为着这一切作出反应的时候，
we discover that within ourselves, there are many lusts of the flesh.
我们发现自己里面的生命里面满有私欲的。
And if we brought these things with us,How can we live like Christ?
如果我们带着一切，我们怎样活出主呢？
How can we live as that example?
我们怎样作这个跟随这个榜样呢？
Oh, brothers and sisters, it is the person that is inside of us that God cares so much for.
弟兄姊妹们，是我们这个里头主的生命这个神是非常关注的。
That God wants to save to the uttermost.
主要将我们拯救到底。
So, brothers and sisters, in our soul, in our mind,
在我们的魂里面的心智里面上面，
the Lord has prepared for us an example.
主为我们预备了一个榜样。
That we need to have this mind to suffer with Christ.
我们要有这个心智与主一同受苦。
We're not asking for troubles.
我们不是自己去找麻烦。
We are asking that when troubles come, we have the mindset of Christ.
当问题困境难处理的时候，我们必须有这个受苦的心智。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, our Heavenly Father loves us so much.
弟兄姊妹们，我们慈爱的天父是满有爱的，对着我们。
He so desired that we become His beloved children.
他愿意我们作为这个爱的儿女。
And he has once saved us in Christ Jesus. He has saved our spirit.
他已经 从我们的灵中拯救了我们。
And one day, you know, way beyond COVID-19, he will save us from this corruptible body.
经过这疫情之后，一直的向前，主要将我们这个扭坏的身体要拯救过来。
But today, brothers and sisters, God is working in our lives to save our soul.
弟兄姊妹们，神今日要做的就是拯救我们这个魂。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to be like him, arm our mind with his mind.
如果我们要像主，我们要有他这个的心智。
A few years ago when I started working in an office.
几年前我在一个公司写字楼里面工作。
You know, when you do the interview, the boss and the coworker, they show you their good side.
当你去这个面试的时候呢，那些上司呢，对你是非常之友善的。
And we show our good side as well.
咁我哋当然又要友善啦，系咪？
But after working there for a while, I discovered something.
你做咗一排之后，你就会发现，我就发现。
They often joke about some very inappropriate things.
佢哋呢就会作有一啲嘅讲笑呢，为咗一啲唔系几好嘅事情嚟讲笑。
And the words that are inappropriate to repeat here.
我是不会这样重复那些不正当的要讲的事情。
When I thought of my circumstance, and this went on and on and on.
这个事情不断的在发生。
And it really hurted my feelings and my spiritual walk with the Lord.
但是在跟随主的事情上，我就觉得很不对，很不妥。
You know, brothers and sisters, that was no fault of mine.
Not for...
It's not my fault. I didn't cause it.
这个并不是我自己做错什么。
But I was placed in that circumstances.
但是我就被放在这个环境当中。
And during that time, I remembered the story of Lot.
在那时候我就记得这个罗德的故事。
And in 2 Peter, Peter said, you know, this righteous Lot.
彼得前书说这个义人啊，罗德啊。
And he's...When he saw it, when he heard what they say day in and day out, his soul was tormented.
当罗德这样听见，日日都这样听见这些不好不对的事情的时候，就好像磨练，就是被折磨这样。
And, you know, I asked the brothers and sisters in my group to pray for me.
我就向弟兄姐妹要求他们为我这个事情来祷告。
And if possible, to arrange another job for me.
如果得的话呢，找个另外一份工。
But on the other hand,
但是在另一方面，
and I realized that my love for these unbelieving co-workers were only if they act my way.
我对于这一班未信主我的同一起做事的人，我对他们的爱心呢，是很有条件的。要他们对好的时候。
And I realized that my love for them was as shallow as their love for me.
原来我对他们的爱是非常肤浅，他们对我一样。
And that my patience for suffering was so short-lived and so momentary.
我这个受苦的这个心智实在是非常之的浅，还有很暂时的。
And that my mind wanted me to leave this job right away.
我这个忍耐，我实在我的心里就很想就离开就逃走。
Only my wallet told me otherwise, that I had to stay.
我银包就说，你要留下啊。
But so you see, brothers and sisters, I was kind of suffering, not for my fault.
弟兄姐妹，我就这样，不是因为我的错，就这样在这个苦境里面。
But during that time, I learned that my soul also needed help.
在那个处境里面，我发现，哎呀，我的魂的生命，我需要得拯救啊。
And it was then that the Lord helped me. I began to go to work with a different perspective.
在那个时候，主就帮助我，我就产生了另外一个观点出来。
That every time, though they speak the same joke.
他当我们讲同样的笑话的时候。
And I prayed in the secret of my heart that the Lord would help me to love them.
在那个心处我就祷告，主啊，求你帮助我来爱这些人。
To not listen to what they say, but to love them.
不是听他们所说的话，但是要有爱。
And that was my little experience on how the Lord taught me that in the minds of our mind needs to be changed.
这是我对主这件事情上一个微小的经历，是怎样有这个心智。
And Peter here says, to arm yourself,with the same mind as Christ has suffered.
将这个基督受苦的心智作为我们的心智当作兵器。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that the pandemic is coming to an end really soon. I really do hope.
弟兄姊妹, 我是盼望疫情要快快地过去。
But when you finally can go to different places now,
但是当你终于能够可以去要去地方想去地方的时候,
you know, when you're driving as a law-abiding citizen on the road and the guy pulls up next to you and pulls out his middle finger, what are you going to do?
駕駛的時候,旁邊那個人走過,給你一個中指你。
I mean, your fingers are not tied together.
你其實可不可以同樣這樣做呢?
And your honk in your car is not broken.
你那個響安沒壞到喎。
But how are you going to write your life, brothers and sisters?
但弟兄姊妹們,你要怎樣寫出你的生命呢?
You know, when the times that our mouths can speak and our eyes can stare back, how are we gonna live our lives?
你可以還口啊,你的眼可以麗去啊,是不是?
To know the will of God is one thing. To hear Him's calling is one thing, but to live is really His calling.
曉得知道神的旨意是一件事,但是順服活出主的生命是另一件事。
Brothers and sisters, I must confess that if my eyes were slightly taken off this example, I am right away lost.
我要这样说明,弟兄姊妹,当我自己的眼目在这个基督受苦的榜样离开的时候,哎呀,这就有问题了。
Because within me, there are too many contents that are not fit for the will of God.
因为在我自己的心的深处里面,实在很多的东西是 不是根据神的生命能够一同存在的。
But when suffering comes upon us,
受苦临到我们的时候,
when the shepherd and the overseer of our soul brings us into a difficulty,
当这个爱我们魂的牧者带我们经过的时候,
we discover that had it not been this example, we would have walked on our own ways.
我们就发现,如果不是基督曾经为我们留下这个榜样,我们就会走迷路了。
And sisters, have you heard his calling?
弟兄姊妹们,我们有没有听见这个主的呼召呢?
Have you the same mind?
我们有没有同样的心智呢?
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们低头做个祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for your complete salvation.
主耶稣,我们为着你这个完全的救恩来感谢你。
That not just self saved us the past and the future, but Lord, saved us from the now.
不是在以往拯救我们,在未来将来要拯救我们,现今也要拯救我们。
Lord, we want to praise you for this marvelous thought that broken people like us can live like you.
为着你这个荣耀的旨意,我们感谢你,我们这一班破碎的人,我们感谢你,赞美你。
And Lord, so help us to once again submit ourselves to you.
帮助我们再一次向你顺命顺服。
And help us to have the same mind as our Lord Jesus.
帮助我们,让我们与基督受苦同有同一个心智。
That when the moment of suffering come upon us, we would commit ourselves to you.
当受苦的时刻临到我们的时候,我们能够将自己完全交托给你。
May you be glorified in our lives.
願意你在我們生命中得著榮耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶穌的名,好過。
Amen.
Amen.